Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. I'm Goal Achievement Strategist Pat Council. This is Magnificent Monday, and today we're going to talk about how to use your imagination to win. This is all about making it personal when it comes to using your imaginations. The things that you see, those things are very personal to the outcome of your success or your lack of success. But before we get into today's show, I want to remind you guys that at the beginning of this month, I said that we would be doing a podcast on how to have $1,000 day. So that's coming up on Thriving Thursday. So stay tuned for that. But in the meantime, we are continuing on with our theme for the month, which is success begins when you do. And one of the things that will help you get on track, help you jumpstart your success, help you get going is your imagination. And so you want to learn how to use your imagination to win. Because whenever you use your imagination in imagining good or bad causes an energy shift. And it's an energy shift that you can feel. When we imagine good things, we feel good, we feel upbeat, we feel inspired. When we imagine things that are not good, we feel depressed or we don't feel like doing anything. Or to stretch it even further, we feel afraid. So it is important that you understand the value and the power of your imagination. Your imagination, it sets the foundation for your life. You know, if you use it properly, it can set that foundation, or it helps you set the foundation for your life. What you do, the steps you take, and even the things that you do, or you think about and you do these things, the things that work against you in your life, and your imagination plays a role in that. Before we do things that are counterproductive to our success, we see it first. We think about it, we ponder it, and this is a form of imagining. So when you use your imagination, you want to use your imagination to put your attention on the things that you truly want. So what it means is that you have to take control over your thought process, because it's easy to imagine the worst. The pictures you see, those pictures move you to make a decision. And as a result of making that decision, they move you to act on that decision. And that action can be contrary to your success, or the action can actually help move your success along, help you achieve on a higher level. I mean, if you really stop and think about it, if you set a huge goal, and if you're not on track for achieving that goal, you have to think about what's going on. What pictures do you see in your mind? What are you, what kinds of energies are you allowing to, are you giving life to as a result of imagining something that's counterproductive to you achieving the goal? So your imagination can really play, a huge role in where you're headed. Now, the other side to that coin is that your imagination, you have to be careful with the imagination because it's very powerful. It can also imagine things. Now, there's some huge possibilities that can come into our lives. And so the possibilities, they're just endless. The things that we can see in our mind. But there are some things that we can imagine that are just kind of delusions and illusions of grandeur that aren't possible for us. I mean, if you imagine yourself turning into an elephant, yeah, that's just an imagination. That's what you call fantasy. So that crosses over into fantasy. The point that I'm getting to here is that when you imagine something, you want to make sure that you are using your imagination to serve you. Now, there's nothing wrong with fantasizing. However, you do not want to allow fantasy to dominate your life. Unless, of course, you're going to create a company like Walt Disney, in which case he probably fantasized a lot. But at the end of the day, his imagination was so strong when it came to creating the characters in the various cartoons, Disney cartoons, that he acted on that imagination, those pictures. And the first cartoon, Disney cartoon, I believe it was called Steamboat Willie. So he actually saw a mouse coming to life and driving a steamboat and whistling. And that's okay. So when you go towards fantasy in that way, then you are thinking of something that's causing you to, well, stretch the imagination so that you can create something and deliver something that's going to make the world a better place, either through entertainment, through healing, through learning. It's just, it's okay if you go to the side of fantasy, but you want to understand the power of your imagination. So the question becomes, after me saying all of this, I mean, what pictures are you seeing? What pictures do you see daily? When you're working in your business, when you get up in the morning, do you wake up and you see yourself really making lots of things happen? Do you see yourself being productive, or do you see yourself dragging out of bed and skipping breakfast and doing everything that is counterproductive to or prevents you from having that energy that you need to have so that you can stay focused and make your goals happen? So, you know, you want to understand what kind of pictures you're having. See, an imagination is a very personal thing in the sense that it's for you to use to serve you, so that ultimately whatever you create, whatever you build, it serves this world that we live in. So keep that in mind and recognize that your imagination can be responsible for your energy shifting in one direction or the other. It's interesting because I think about this, that if we were taught as children to use our imaginations for something other than fairy tales, which that's fine, because think about it, kids, when they go see a cartoon or when you read them a fairy tale, they imagine everything that's going on. And that's very powerful. As far as they're concerned, it's real. And if you watch kids when they play, as far as they're concerned, whatever tool they're using, whatever, be it a broom, anything, it's real to them. And I remember my brothers and I, we, of course, brooms, rakes, the yard rakes, we used those. Those were our horses. And we were just at some one point, we were superheroes. And so we, in our minds, were invincible. Of course, we weren't. However, our imagination led us to believe that. But think about this. If we were taught to, hey, have your fairy tale time, have your fantasy time, but at some point, if they kind of gradually brought us along and they taught us to use our imagination to see the life we truly wanted, the life we truly desired, if they taught us to pay attention to our imagination and really not be afraid to imagine bigger, better, more, or the best, then we would create pictures in our minds that inspires success. Your imagination is powerful. And always remember that it can work for you or it can work against you. With your imagination, you can focus on thoughts of worry or thoughts of confidence. You can focus on seeing yourself unhealthy, or you can see yourself as completely healthy and with an amazingly built body, in the sense that, you know, everything, your muscles are developed and you are able to do whatever you want to do because you're super healthy now. You can imagine yourself weak, or you can imagine yourself as strong. Whatever you imagine it's going to play out on some level. So your imagination is not just for watching all these great superhero shows that are out there. Okay, they're not that great today because they're full of, they've just gone overboard with the whole violence killing thing in those shows. They used to be fun to watch. But the point is, somebody's imagining these types of shows, and as a result, they're creating them. So you get to see that's proof of what the imagination can create. You can shift your thoughts of, if you have thoughts of poverty or struggle, you can shift those thoughts to thoughts of wealth and thoughts that things are going smoothly for you. So see yourself living that energy-filled life and having that confidence that will take you where you want to go. Use that imagination to win in a big way. You are here to fully experience and enjoy life. You're here to have a wonderful life, a magnificent life. You're here to release your magnificence. And if you cannot imagine if you cannot imagine and see yourself as magnificent, if you can't see how amazing you are in your mind, then you won't embrace it. And as a result, you won't become that. You will find reasons to talk yourself out of it, which means you're going to, once again, use your imagination to see yourself as weaker or less than. Always remember, you are never, ever less than. That's why I like Magnificent Monday, because this is to remind you how magnificent you are so that we can set the tone for an amazing week. So if you want to use your imagination to win, then you have to have the courage to see yourself winning. You have to have the courage to see your best life. So spend some time. How do you use your imagination? How do you get started with that? How do you reinforce that? Don't be afraid to picture your best life. Spend some time each day seeing the life that you desire. See it in your mind. See it playing out. See it as though it is very real. Imagine the possibilities for your life, for your success. Imagine how high you can go, and then act on that imagination. Because as you continue to see it, you will be prompted to take certain steps, especially if it's not just something you're imagining for fun. If it's not a fantasy, if it's something that you really want to happen, you will be prompted to take certain steps. So as you're prompted to take these steps, either act on it immediately or write those steps down, write those ideas down, and take action as soon as possible. Listen, you guys, that's all I have for you today on Designing Your Life Today. I want you to remember that you are magnificent, and no matter what, do life with power.